I've noticed recently with my, with my iPhone, that the notifications will just start suddenly yapping all by themselves. Over, you know, many, even including ones from several days ago that even though I think I've even deleted out of the notification center. Has anybody else run across that where the notifications just start blabbing on? I mean, from several days ago and stuff. And would they know how to shut that off other than turning the volume down, which is what I do?
If I had to take a guess, I would say that it may relate to one specific app you have running that's kind of somehow triggering that, but I don't know.
I think there's a notification section that you can adjust the notifications, but I haven't figured out how to do it yet.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything you can do in that section that would make that happen, though.
I think there could be a setting in notifications that says that, you know, that, that to have them come on if they're, if the phone's not locked or locked. So maybe your because your phone wasn't locked, you started to get a lot of things where if you had locked it, you wouldn't.
Have you tried like powering it off and resetting the phone?
I haven't tried that. I might just
Give it every month. Just power the damn thing off. It'll clear out a lot of problems you might be having.
I have an iOS issue too. In the App Store, it shows that I have like, a couple updates, but I can't actually download them. Whatever it's called, the update apps button is not showing up for me. You know, when you click on updates, it shows that it's there, but there's just no way to install it. Is there anything I can do?
Can you individually just hit the update button for each app as opposed to the update all? Or
there's no update button at all.
Are you in the App Store update? I mean, the App Store app itself?
Yeah, so what I go to the updates tab, double tap. And it says whatever the app is, but the only option I have is to open the app.
See, it will show you your previously installed updates in the update tab, so that may mean just that, that you may have automatic updates turned on.
Yep.
And then it's automatically, you know, so it will show you in there the most recent app updates going back pretty far, and then there's just an open button next to each app that got updated.
And the ones that need updating are always at the very top of the list, so if you start at the top and there aren't any there, if the update all button is dimmed, that means there aren't any updates.
And if you have automatic updates turned on, you'll never see the updates in the App Store because they'll have been done automatically. And that I don't recommend doing because every once in a while somebody breaks accessibility. And if you've updated, you're in trouble, let's put it that way. I recommend doing them manually. So you can skip updating one if you want to.
I think the one other thing that it could be is that if your iPad's resources are being used by too many open apps, so I don't know how often you go into your app switcher and close out some of the apps, but that can definitely make a difference.
I close my apps before I lock the screen.
Remember, on an iPad as opposed to an iPhone, you have a two-column display, like the screen is split left and right. Sometimes you'll see the apps that have been updated on one side, or then it'll just say open, like you said. But you may have to move over to the other side of the screen to actually find the ones that do need updating. So it's a little tougher on an iPad than it is an iPhone.
My iPad, and it tells me the battery's down to like 15% or something like that. I don't even use it that much. I use the iPhone a lot more than I use the pad for a variety of reasons. So what I'm trying to figure out is why the battery drain.
How old is the iPad?
It's the first iPad mini.
You may need a new battery.
How about a new iPad?
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
The battery's going to start to go anyway, so you just may be to that point.
And you're asking the iPad to do a lot more now than it was originally designed for.
Is anyone aware of a tutorial for a Fire Kindle?
Kindle Fire?
Yeah.
I think Mystic Access, Joanne, they did it.
Really?
Yeah.
The other place to check is Jonathan Mosen's site, because occasionally he does things, or he'll publish things that other people have done on his site.